North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann is with us here in Las Vegas and has been bringing us stories of some of the shooting victims, including Lisa Patterson from Los Angeles. Who was she, Brian?
Well, Lisa Patterson was a mom. She worked with her husband in the family's hardwood flooring business in Los Angeles. She also wanted to be a school teacher. And I learned about Lisa, Steve, from her daughter, Amber, who's 19, a college student.
She was the most amazing person you could ever meet. She just cared for people.
Amber told me for a long time her family didn't know if Lisa Patterson survived or was in a hospital somewhere.
We didn't know where she was. I was expecting to come here for her to just be injured or like hurt, and then we found this out, so it was devastating.
When I met Amber, she was wearing her mother's bracelet. She showed it to me. It was one of the personal effects, Steve, that had been returned to her family by authorities just a few hours earlier.
She didn't deserve this. She was the most beautiful individual, and I'm gonna try my hardest to be like the best daughter she could ever imagine and take care of my family, and I hope that she knows that.
Amber Patterson, 19 years old, talking about her mom killed in the massacre. Brian, can you tell us any more about Lisa Patterson, her mom?
Yeah, she had two older daughters, including Amber. We heard from her there. But she also had a younger girl, just 8 years old. She and her husband, Bob, were married for 30 years. They loved Las Vegas, came here to have fun, and were active in their church, volunteered a lot of time with their younger daughter's softball league.
Few details of another life ended on Sunday night. Brian Mann, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
He's bringing us some of the lives ended in the Las Vegas massacre throughout this morning's program.